It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. For all the poetry and prose that have romanticized the national pastime, the fact remains that baseball is, at its most basic, a business. Figuring out ways to compete with digital entertainment for your disposable income is part of Doug Kirchhoffer's job. He's the president of the Tennessee Smokies baseball team. Kirchhoffer joined me earlier this week to talk about some new amenities that he and his colleagues hope will keep spectators engaged from the first pitch to the last strike.
We're not in a position to market star players, and actually we're not in a position to put a large emphasis on winning. We love it when our team wins. Our major league affiliate, the Chicago Cubs, puts a lot of emphasis on creating a winning atmosphere. But at the end of the day, for them and for us, the baseball piece of this is to develop players. Interestingly, just this week, one of our players from last year, Javier Baez, was promoted to the major league roster. Will probably make his major league debut this week. That's a thrill for us, and it should be a thrill for fans who came last year and watched the Smokies play and watched Baez play. But the point is that puts us in a situation of needing to market the environment, the experience of minor league baseball. And you see this across the country, and it really is a key factor in the popularity of minor league baseball, a recognition on the part of the industry of what business we're really in.
As you mentioned, a national trend where minor league ballparks are looking more and more like their big cousins up in the major leagues in terms of the architecture, the development, and what's going on there. Talk about some of the changes, both subtle and major, that have been made this season at Smokies Park.
One of them was the complete renovation of the suite level. At Smokies Park, we had two open-air porches on either end of our suite level, and in between, on either side of the press box, which is in the middle, were nine suites, skyboxes, whatever terminology you'd like to use. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't had a facelift since opening in 2000. And so we put in new flooring, new cabinetry, new furniture, painted them, put in new TVs. The city and county had just recently updated the heating and air conditioning system in those boxes, and they are really beautiful. We took three of the suites on one end on the first base side and converted those into a larger group space that is called the Smoky Mountain Brewery Bullpen Lounge. It'll seat about 100 people. A second was an expansion and improvement of our kids' play area. Obviously, minor league baseball is very much geared toward families, and so typically you'll find in a ballpark a kids' play area with inflatable toys and activities because we recognize that kids don't necessarily want to sit there and watch nine innings of a baseball game, so we provide some other activities for them. The third one, and the one we just completed this month, was something that we call Calhoun's at the Yard because of our partnership with Calhoun's Barbecue Restaurant. But it is a 5,700 square foot open air deck and covered pavilion area out under the scoreboard in left field. And that gives us a tremendous group space. One of the emphases in minor league baseball is group sales, bringing out church groups and businesses to come out and enjoy the baseball experience as a group. And the Calhoun's at the Yard, that new deck out there, gives us a great venue.
I understand that you go to most, if not all, the home games, and you're listening to what fans have to say as they're interacting with you. What is the feedback you're getting about some of these changes, from the subtle ones like menu items up to, as you were talking about, actual infrastructure changes to the park itself? What are the fans saying?
Well, the fans are we're getting a lot of positive comments. I think the most common item of feedback is they're really glad to see things being done at the ballpark. Smokies Stadium is its 15th season, opened in 2000. The team has kept it in good shape. We've maintained it well. We've always gotten great comments about the condition of the facility, but it's time for some of these some areas to be updated, to get a facelift, to add some amenities like the Calhoun's at the Yard that we didn't have initially. And fans are recognizing that, and they're excited about what they're seeing happen. They are positive in their comments about the improvement that it will be making to the experience. And I think maybe more than anything else, they're curious and excited about what may be next, what may be coming down the line in the next 2 or 3 years. Because as we go into this offseason, after the 2014 baseball season, we'll start to look at our priority list of some additional projects that we want to do. This is really probably a 3 or 4 year long-term project to make these improvements and bring Smoky Stadium really up to the level of almost a new minor league ballpark.
I want to ask a baseball philosophical question, might be the best way that I can describe it. There are the purists who would say the more you fiddle around with what's going on at the park, the less people are going to be paying attention to the game, the more distractions, the more amenities, the more gimmicks, and that if you're not going to go to a baseball game for the game, then what would the point be? So do you think there is a tipping point between improving this experience that you're talking about to get people to come to the park and then maybe tipping over into an area in which the game becomes marginalized or secondary to the bells and whistles around them?
I think that's a good question. I think it's a fair question. I go back to something that I mentioned earlier, that minor league baseball brands itself pretty much universally as affordable family entertainment. We recognize, though, that we have a responsibility to respect the game. And so you don't see the entertainment aspects creeping out onto the field during the game. Sure, we do the little between inning skits and playful activities, but they are strictly limited to 90 seconds. We are very careful not to hold up the game. While the pitcher may be warming up, taking his warm-up pitches, we may be doing something else out there on the field, but by the time he's done, we're done. And throughout minor league baseball, especially affiliated minor league baseball, because of our responsibilities to our major league affiliates, there is a great respect and a great care taken for the game and the history and traditions of the game. So I suspect you could reach that tipping point where you turned it into a farce. But I think if you maintain the respect for and the traditions of what's going on out there in the field, you're not going to get to that point.
You alluded to this a little earlier, but I'd like to return to it perhaps in more detail, a priority list for what's going to be coming up sooner in the future rather than a few years down the road, as you were talking about. What changes do you have planned in store or are looking at for 2015?
Well, we'll assess that at the end of the season and kind of go through our master list and try to figure out what are the highest priorities at this point. Some things that are on that list include a renovation of our press box area, potentially some restructuring of our food service, especially on the suite level, so that we can provide better service. We're continually working on the age-old problem that you find at every stadium and arena of how do you serve people who come all at the same time on a Friday or Saturday night quickly enough to keep the lines down. We have increased the number of points of sale that we have in our food and beverage operation, but we need to restructure some things and rearrange where we're selling what in order to maybe better address the flow and improve the service. There are some seating improvements that we'd like to make, possibly softer, larger chairs in the front first couple of rows of seating behind the screen. New seating in the suite level in front of the suites. Another idea that we have that we're really excited about looking at is creating an area maybe down in the left field corner that would be an area that would allow for fans to have wait staff service. So you would go and sit essentially at a table with four chairs and watch the game from that vantage point, and you would have a waiter or waitress service to bring you food and beverage items. It certainly wouldn't replace sitting on the bleachers on one hand or sitting in the field level seats on the other, but it would be an alternative.
Doug Kirchhoffer is the president of the Tennessee Smokies. Mr. Kirchhoffer, thank you for joining us today on All Things Considered.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.